But perhaps that's not the case. Perhaps instead, it's the distortions brought to us of what's really going on. Perhaps the tremendous progress we've made over the last century by a series of forces are in fact accelerating to a point that we have the potential in the next three decades to create a world of abundance. Now, I'm not saying we don't have our set of problems. Climate crisis, species extinction, water and energy shortage, we surely do. And as humans, we are far better at seeing the problems way in advance, but ultimately, we knock them down. So let's look at what this last century has been to see where we're going. Over the last 100 years, the average human lifespan has more than doubled. Average per capita income adjusted for inflation around the world has tripled. Childhood mortality has come down a factor of 10. Add to that the cost of food, electricity, transportation, communications have dropped 10 to 1,000-fold. Steve Pinker has showed us that, in fact, we're living during the most peaceful time ever in human history. And Charles Kenny, that global literacy has gone from 25% to over 80% in the last 130 years. We truly are living in an extraordinary time. And many people forget this. And we keep setting our expectations higher and higher. In fact, we redefine what poverty means. Think of this. In America today, the majority of people under the poverty line still have electricity, water, toilets, refrigerators, television, mobile phones, air conditioning, and cars. The wealthiest robber barons of the last century, the emperors on this planet, could have never dreamed of such luxuries.